Hello, my name is Jalen Ingalls, and I'm a research analyst at the Colorado Health Institute, and I recently authored a paper on e-cigarettes and policy options for regulating a newer product on the market. Recent e-cigarette use among Colorado high schoolers has outpaced cigarette use. In fact, three times as many high schoolers use e-cigarettes compared to those who use cigarettes. And there's also a high rate of co-use, so almost 75% of high school students who smoke cigarettes also smoke e-cigarettes. And because the products are so new, research has not kept pace with the fast growth, which means there's a lot of questions that we're still waiting on answers for about the long-term effects and outcomes of using e-cigarettes. There's a big debate fueled by public health advocates who worry that e-cigarettes will contribute to a new generation addicted to nicotine, but manufacturers argue that e-cigarettes are less harmful than cigarettes and can help people kick the habit. This debate is still playing out and will likely inform future policy efforts to regulate e-cigarettes. Current efforts to regulate these products are modeled after cigarette and tobacco policies, such as age restrictions, smoke-free policies, and taxes. But moving forward, there's an opportunity for policymakers to consider other substance use regulation efforts, such as marijuana regulation policies, that could be used to develop e-cigarette policy.